The numbers are in, and transient room tax collections post record highs. Visit Bend's Doug LaPlaca says both the city of Bend and Deschutes County have released the numbers for July and August.
The many events that we host in Bend create a level of energy that is attractive to visitors. So while an individual may not come to Bend specifically to participate in a given event, they like the idea that there's so much to do once they come to a destination like Bend.
August represented the 21st consecutive month of year-over-year increases in room tax collections for the city. That's the longest run of consecutive year-over-year increases that we have on record. Perhaps even more promising, says LaPlaca, is the fact that for the city of Bend, the July-August combined collections of just over $1 million represented the highest July-August combined collections ever. He says that's significant because tourism is growing by leaps and bounds. LaPlaca says preliminary numbers indicate the growth will continue next year. Well, there have been no additional sightings of an aggressive cougar in the Crooked River Ranch area, at least not since last weekend. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer has an update.
Oregon State Police say a body found near Mary's Peak in Benton County is 19-year-old Cody Myers, missing since the weekend when he left.
That's not the right one. Let me see if I can find the right one. Let's try this one.
A Redmond fisherman says he encountered the cougar last Saturday in the Foley Waters area. Steve George with the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife says this incident was disturbing, but he wouldn't recommend that people stop fishing or hiking in the area.
It isn't cause for major alarm at this stage. It's concerning as far as the type of activity this cougar had. It's Wildlife Service's opinion that it was probably a subadult animal, and it may have been much more curious than anything. But it's, again, really difficult to tell at this stage.
Signs are posted in the Foley Waters area notifying people a cougar has been sighted there. It's recommended people fish or hike in pairs and carry pepper spray or a walking stick to defend themselves. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110. KBND.
Oregon Senator Jeff Merkley is trying to stop the Postal Service from closing many rural post offices around the country. He's part of a bipartisan bill introduced yesterday that aims to save those rural post offices. In an effort to stop the bleeding from its balance sheet, the post office plans to close the smaller and least profitable offices. The planned closure affects 3,700 offices around the country, 40 of them here in Oregon. Merkley says the savings is not enough to make up for the big impact this would have on rural communities.
If you have a local post office that is often only open a few hours a day but provides these critical services, and you shut it down and you say, hey, we're going to save an employee, we're going to save a few hours paying one employee, and you cause 1,000 people to have to drive 60 miles round trip every day, that is a complete lose-lose equation.
The bill would require an office to stay open if its closure would result in a more than 10-mile distance between post offices. The U.S. Postal Service has not turned a profit since 2006, as more people are using email and other methods to stay in touch. The family of 19-year-old Cody Myers got the devastating news Wednesday. He was found dead near Mary's Peak in Benton County.
Cody was devoted to his family. He would have done anything for anybody to help anybody.
His mom, Susan, says he wanted to be a minister. The suspects in his murder, David Peterson and Holly Grigsby, also suspects in a murder in Washington State, were arrested in Northern California. They were arrested by a state trooper there.
We can say without a doubt that a vicious, vile reign of terror that's affected the west coast of the United States has come to an end.
Yamhill County Sheriff's Captain Ken Summers says they're still looking for a black Jeep Patriot that the suspects ditched. Peterson's father was last seen in that vehicle. The suspects were driving Myers' car when arrested. And the world is still mourning the loss of computer giant Steve Jobs. The man behind Apple died Wednesday of pancreatic cancer. Jobs was the genius behind the iPad, the iPhone, iTunes, and more. COCC computer professor Eric Magison says Jobs' death is a huge loss.
From a technology standpoint, he's definitely one of the most influential people in my lifetime where technology is concerned that will be greatly missed.
For these stories and more, check us out online at KBND.com and get instant updates on breaking news when you follow us on Twitter. I'm Dave Jarvis reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.